You're listening to Lone Star Community Radio on 104.5 KCZWLP Conroe and 106.1 KZCCLP Conroe and worldwide on the IRLoneStar.com.
And good afternoon. This is Dr. Carlos Sanchez. Welcome to the Hispanic Chamber Connection radio show. This program is just for you. If you're a member of this organization, we welcome you. If you're not a member, we welcome you as well. And we welcome your input and all of your comments and your queries and also your grievances. We can deal with those as well. We have a great show lined up for you guys today. Today we have Ariana Montelongo. Ariana is our executive director over at CADI, at the CADI Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. But before we get into all this, Ariana, thank you for being on the program.
My pleasure.
And so before we get into the show, a couple of things that we want to remind our listeners about. One of them is that you don't have to be Hispanic to join. We just did an event just now over at Spring Creek Barbecue. We had about 50 people there. What would you say? Maybe 30% were Hispanic?
Yeah, just about.
You know, and it's always that way. It's kind of a weird thing, but, you know, it's a cultural thing because in our membership base, 50% of our members are Hispanic. It's just that they don't show up, you know. They don't show up. What I've learned is that a lot of our friends and our buddies, like from Mexico and Venezuela and other parts of Latin America, think that networking is just eating with friends, that it has no intention. So I've heard many times from them say things like, "Well, it's a waste of my time," or it's, you know, the same people are showing up, and you know. So it's education. A lot of it is education. We have to educate our market, you know, so, because they think if it's a Hispanic thing, it's going to be all Hispanics. It's going to be all in Spanish, and we're going to give them business.
And that we're going to give referrals just because we're Hispanic.
Just because.
So not true.
There's just no way. You have to be actually good at what you do. We hope, and if you're not, or if you're working on getting better at presenting, we'll help you with all that, you know? But you do have to have a good business or a business that actually, you know, warrants referrals. Otherwise, okay, so that was a different soapbox. We basically had a meeting today at Spring Creek Barbecue right here on 45. Like I said, about 50 people. And that meeting is for our members. And the biggest thing about the meetings that we do, we tell our members this all the time, guys, you know, it's not about the meeting. It's not about the food. It's about you guys actually, you know, becoming friends with each other. And, you know, because there's some folks that do show up and just try to get business. And in general, that doesn't work. You know, when somebody shows up and says, "I'm a realtor, I want to sell your home," people go, "Okay, well, you know, whatever."
Oh, those realtors.
Well, they basically say, "Well, that's good. I'm glad you want to sell my home, but wait until I need it, or I don't need you right now." Here's how the whole thing works. And I don't know if you've ever done this. If anybody's ever walked in, like, to your office or knocked on the door of your home, your first reaction to somebody offering you something is what? What do you generally say?
No.
Or you say, "I already have one." Right. "I got it. I'm covered.
I have that vacuum already. Thank you.
Right. Or I have cookies already, or whatever it is. So when people show up to these events acting like, you know, "You need to buy me," everybody says no. That's a normal response. So we tell our members, "Guys, you need to cultivate, you need to talk to people, you know, become friends with people, et cetera, et cetera." So that meeting on 45 right here in Shenandoah is a pretty busy meeting. Like we said, about 50 people. We do about 40 meetings per month. So, but that one's one of the highlight meetings because it's so busy. And now coming straight in second is CADI, which is your peeps, your territory.
That's right. We have a phenomenal group.
You know, but
of
it's interesting
in
though. In CADI, okay, here in the Woodlands, we get about 30% of them are Hispanic. In CADI, about 60% are Hispanic, if not more.
Because it's CADI Suela, man. That's
a lot of foreigners.
We have a lot of Latinos in CADI.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about that,
too. It's very different. And I shouldn't say foreigners. They're not foreigners. But, yeah. Well, these are guys that are first generation. They just got to this country, maybe from Venezuela.
But we do have foreigners, Carlos. Sure. It's not just Latin American people either. And I love
that. True.
I love that because I think that the CADI meeting is a true representation of the diversity in our city.
Yeah.
And there's just so much potential for us to teach these folks how to conduct business in the USA, because we've got this blend of people that bring their customs and the way that they conduct business elsewhere. Yeah. And then it gets all thrown in the mix.
And sometimes we don't react well to it. I mean, you know, we'd like, come on.
But we will let them know,
what
right?
are you giving me your card for? I don't want your card. Well, but they know. And the thing is, hopefully, and most of them do come, you know, coachable, and they do want to understand how business is conducted in English or in America, because back home, they're more aggressive in terms of giving you their card and expecting your business.
Correct.
You know, there's just a different dynamic. And so we tell these guys that all the time. You know, I know that you're not, you know, in Monterrey, so we need to figure out how you can be more appropriate to the people here, you know?
How to conduct business the American way.
Mm-hmm. Basically, it's just the culture. And the faster they learn it, which they do, you know, they adopt it, then they can become successful because then people will not run from them, you know? That's happened a couple of times here in the Woodlands and no question also in Katy. So on Wednesdays, we do that meeting in Abuelos Restaurant from 11:30 to 1.
I'll be there tomorrow.
And you'll be challenged with something. Here it is. Ready?
Ready.
When you get there tomorrow, set up the television. let's make the television work.
This is a call for the Abuelos management.
Come on, Abuelos. What are you guys doing? Well, we've never been, we can, but it's like, for example, Spring Creek Barbecue also has kind of a little bit of issues with their, you know, their audio visual, but they're very kind. They already know when we show up, they come in, they follow me and they hook us up very fast.
This is a section that we title the airing of grievances.
Oh, well, but it's not even a grievance. It's more like, okay, if Abuelos has these big screen TVs, we have to use those TVs. They're valuable to us too.
Right.
So hopefully Abuelos will know what to do. Because some of the guys do.
So in other words, Carlos, what you're asking me to do is to show up tomorrow early and just be Ariana and make it work.
Well, the bigger idea is bring your presentation. Do a presentation tomorrow.
I'll do it.
You know, whatever it is, you're going to do something before. We'll talk about a little bit more later.
For sure.
About some media stuff and some things for our members. And we just, the bigger thing is we just have to make it work, you know? And it's tough because sometimes...
Wow. I love your candid conversation right now.
Well, we've actually showed up to places and it's terrible. Abuelos is not that way. Abuelos has some great food, some gigantic burritos. They stay in your tummy for a week and a half.
Hey, but tomorrow's Ash Wednesday, right? So like the Catholics that are going to be in the room, they can't be ordering those burritos.
We'll eat the burritos in front of them and say, check me out, dude. Look at my big old burrito. Well, you can... Can't you just eat burritos, like vegetarian burritos? Or something?
I suppose.
Or is it supposed to, it's no meat, right?
No meat on Ash Wednesday.
Quaresma, right. Or whatever that is.
Exactly.
Bottom line is, tomorrow, Abuelos, 11:30. Then on Thursday, we have another meeting. This meeting is at Vintage Park. So it's at Spring Creek Barbecue in Vintage Park. I was telling the group this earlier. Every day of the week, I eat something different. Like as president, everywhere I go to these meetings, I conduct a lot of the meetings. So they give me... food free, you know, because I bring the people there or whatever. And Spring Creek Barbecue, they've been very kind, you know, when we show up, but I can't eat their food anymore. It's...
You're all barbecued out.
Oh, man, too much. You know, and they have salad, but it's not the same, you know? So on Mondays it's barbecue. On Tuesdays on Mondays it's pizza. Sorry, pizza. So I eat free pizza every Monday.
This is a meeting in the Greater Lakes area, correct?
Yes, it's actually in Humble, in the Humble area.
And where do we meet?
At a place called Persona Pizzeria. It's the most incredible pizza you ever had. It's such a thin crust. It's almost like you're eating a tortilla, but it's pizza. It's very, very good. Very good. But it's too easy to eat. So you eat one of those, you know, 14-inch suckers, like, with no problem. And before you know it, yeah, you're falling asleep or you're driving back.
The good thing is we have a lot of nutritionists in our chamber, right?
So you can always consult
with them afterwards for
your
diet.
They have a lot to say, for sure. Right. You know, it's okay. So Mondays it's pizza. Tuesdays it's barbecue. Wednesdays, it's burritos with Albertos, no, Abuelos.
Abuelos, Mexican.
Thursday, it's again Spring Creek Barbecue in Vintage Park. So we have another meeting there. About 30 people show up.
Then this Friday, we have breakfast tacos Rudy's Barbecue.
And on Friday, we have breakfast tacos at Rudy's. Nobody knows. Rudy's Barbecue. It's Rudy's Country House and Barbecue. When you show up there, you don't think you're going to get breakfast tacos. But they have a whole variety of breakfast tacos. And the ones I tasted that weren't that good, I've never tasted barbecue brisket breakfast tacos. We don't eat those, you know?
Have
you
tried them? Barbacoa, right? It's just the American version of barbacoa.
It's very different. Well, I guess the barbacoa is cow tongue. No, it's cow cheek. Barbacoa.
Okay, this just got weird.
Well, that's... Do you know what brisket is? Cow what? What part of the cow it is?
I don't know. I don't eat meat, Carlos.
Ooh. You don't eat meat? Anymore, you should say. Because I saw you chowing down a burrito a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Not weeks, maybe a couple months, but well, yes, you're
so,
right.
So how long have you been vegetarian?
Since the beginning of the year.
That means what? How long is that? A couple months?
A month and a half.
What has that meant for you?
For me, it's been about a spiritual experience and a spiritual growth. I'm such a passionate advocate for animal rights. And I started to examine the foods that I was eating and whether these foods were procured in a you know, ethical manner.
Including the plants you eat.
Not the plants. Right now, I'm just starting on animals. Right. So for me, so I think the question you're really getting at is what have the results been?
Yes.
Right? The results.
The lack of burritos. Come on. What is it now?
I lost 22 pounds in about 35 days.
Okay. Right? So that means that your digestion has changed.
For sure. I mean, I just feel like this incredible level of energy and I sleep better and I just feel much better all around.
Never mind. We won't get into that. But that's actually very good because vegetarianism or the whole idea of being a vegetarian, you know, for a lot of folks, I have friends who will say to me, I mean, straight up, you're out of your mind. You're not living if you don't eat meat. And, you know, and sure. I'm an intermittent vegetarian. So I'm a kind of a hypocrite when it comes to, because I do cave sometimes and I'll eat chicken, but I don't make it every day. Like in Mexico, eating meat is such a luxury.
That when you finally
have money a little bit that you can spend, you're eating meat every day, every day. And in America, that's why, you know, Hispanics or Mexican folks tend to have, you know, higher hypertension, heart disease, diabetes and stuff, because we eat the foods that we couldn't eat back home.
For sure.
So, come back to circle around. On Friday morning, we will be having breakfast tacos.
But more importantly than breakfast tacos, because it's not about the food, right?
What we say.
Exactly. More importantly, we're going to have an opportunity to network with some phenomenal business owners out in the Katy area.
What time does it start?
It starts at 8 a.m.
And if Robert Riley is listening. Bob Riley.
Hey, Bob, sending a shout out to you. We want to see you. We miss you.
He's making up his business cards because he's doing the Uber thing now.
Oh, wonderful. So, I need to ride for the Mark Anthony concert next week, so I'll make sure to hook up with him.
There you go. So Robert Riley, we want to see you.
We miss you, Bob.
He was a good member. He's always been a good member, and he was a good friend, so we're excited to see him back next Friday. He said he might show up. All right, so over the weekend, we don't have anything as a Chamber of Commerce, but on Friday, we have a lunch.
You're all over the place.
Pinpoint marketing. It's a lunch. Well, that's the last thing on Friday. But when we come back from break, we'll talk more with Ariana Montelongo. Ariana is executive director at the Katy Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. We're going to talk about all the things she does and how she provides value to our organization and to yours as well. So please stay with us. We will be right back.
Looking for a bilingual insurance company in the Montgomery County area? Since 2006, the Amell Agency is a family-owned insurance agency, and it all started with Leonard Amell. Now working with 3 full-time agents offering home, auto, life, and umbrella insurance, the Amell Agency works with you to provide the insurance you need. Whether it be for your business or personal needs, they put that need first. The Amell Agency of the Woodlands is open Monday to Friday from 8 to 5. Call today at 832-299-6640 or email them anytime at info@amellagency.com to answer any of your questions. For more information on location and inquiries, look up Amell Agency online at amellagency.com. The Amell Agency, Montgomery County's bilingual insurance agency.
Remember to download the Lone Star Community Radio app from your Google Play Apple Store. Bring Montgomery County's community radio with you anywhere with your smartphone or tablet. If you are in the Conroe area, tune in on FM 104.5, 106.1. If you are on your computer, bookmark irlonestar.com as your internet radio station. Lone Star Community Radio, broadcasting 24/7 from the heart of downtown Conroe, Texas.
Got it. Ariana, mucho gusto que estés con nosotros. Hey,
un placer,
did you also know that you're on television?
I did not know that. Television, I would have stopped picking my nose earlier had I known.
There's 2 cameras pointing right at you.
Hey.
So you'll be on public access and all the prisons will be seeing you.
I really look forward to all that fan mail. I'm so excited. Thank you. Please send it to Carlos.
There will be a lot of folks don't know, but there's a lot of publicity that comes from something like this. You know?
Absolutely. It's media.
And if anything, it's a fun time. So we do need to give some shout outs because, you know, our executive partner, Emilio Garcia with the Emilio Garcia Group, is someone who's been instrumental from the very beginning because he introduced us to another restaurant, Luna y Sol, which is where we met you.
Remember He's that? The reason I'm here.
Yeah, that you showed up all whippersnapperish and we kind of, who is this lady?
Who is this chick that's hugging everybody?
Yeah, it was kind of weird, but we got over it. So, but I guess my point is Emilio was the guy that since the very, very beginning. I got to tell you, Emilio used to, as you know, he would travel to Houston from Dallas. But on Friday nights, he didn't have a lot to do. And we used to give free seminars on Friday nights, personal development seminars over at the office. And he would just show up. You know, this was before the chamber. And then when we started the chamber, you know, he became, you know, even closer to us. And he's supported us ever since. So he's one of the founding members, no question.
He's a phenomenal mentor, personal mentor of mine. Greatly appreciate him. And yeah, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here. Yeah. And this incredible chamber that's just added so much value to my life and to my business. So thanks, Emilio.
Thank you, Emilio. Oh, there's somebody else that you wanted to say hello to, right? Is there like Connie? Is
she? Yes, Connie Gomez, the founder of the Houston Latina Bloggers. She has been an incredible supporter of the chamber. And
founder of the Houston Latina Bloggers.
Correct.
So there's bloggers and then there's Latina bloggers.
Right.
Okay. And she's the founder.
Correct. Connie Gomez.
Okay.
Mama of dos.
Is she listening to you now?
She is listening to us today.
Maybe she'll send us an email to just acknowledge because we never know.
Well, she's such an ambassador for us. She's such an advocate. She's always sharing our social media posts.
What I think about her that I think is special is she has a beautiful smile. I think that, you know, it's you can tell in a person the humility and the niceness just by the way they smile. And she's got one of those smiles.
She's got a very gentle soul. She's very approachable and very likable.
And of all the bloggers that I've met, she's probably the most gentle and the most approachable. You're right. You know.
Yes, she is.
And I remember to talk about that because, you know, that's a big thing. It's a big deal, not only for you and I, but for anyone in business is to understand that a lot of us sometimes are not as approachable and as gentle with others as we can be, but that matters so much. Because when you don't do it, is the day somebody that's there that can hire you.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? And I think in general, Carlos, like people tend to shy away from people who are different or just situations that are different because it's foreign to them, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Whereas I think that's what makes me very unique is that I embrace uniqueness. I embrace differences. Like, I just love that about people.
So you're trying to say you're cool?
No, I'm not looking for validation here. I think that if more people were more open-minded.
Nobody's going to give you validation, so don't worry.
No, I know that. I think that if, in general, as people, we'd be a little bit more open-minded and accepting to unique situations or opportunities or people in general, I think that it would just drive a lot more momentum to our business.
Let me tell you this, too. I've been surprised and very, very happily surprised by the response our chambers had, not only in Katy, but also in Vintage Park and in the Woodlands, with the American public, you know, with folks that In other people's minds, they are the people that don't embrace change so well and that don't like differences. It's the contrary. You know, of the 400 members we have 300 who, well, let's say 200, if not more, who are American just straight up, you know, of the general population.
I think in general, people tend to be that way, right? But we just see so many different stories on media because of the media agenda. Right. And of course, I say that as a former media member at a media station at this moment. However, that's what gets fed to us. And so we believe that.
And I do, you know, you do see it.
You do.
But I get what I'm saying, though, is that in our chamber, people always remark that they're made to feel at home, that people are really nice, but they are nice. So I'm not surprised.
Well, you know, we're Texans. We tend to be very sweet Southern darlings, right?
Well, okay. Yes. So, okay, Ariana, tell us this. You do like 3 or 4 things.
I'm a jack of all trades.
Tell us what are your activities? So I can write them down. You're a former media personality, so
correct,
to speak.
For sure.
So you're pseudo famous.
I wouldn't say all that.
Okay, so basically you used to be.
Sure, I was on air talent. I've had my own community TV program. I've been a TV producer. I've been a radio personality. And then prior to that, I was a publicist for 15 years.
Okay.
So I would train our staff members.
You were all that. What are you now? Come on, one, two, three. What are your things now?
Oh my God, all of the things.
Well, the biggest thing, Ariana, just for you listeners out there, she's a very humble person. She will not say everything, so I'm going to help her.
Okay.
I think the biggest thing that you can look forward to when working with Ariana is that she has a great talent for media and for relations, public relations. And so she sells homes. And if you're looking at selling a home, she's with Keller Williams. And she's a very big advocate of the relationship between yourself and her seller and the ability to sell your home. So that's a big deal. That's part of what Ariana does, but she's looking at me like I'm crazy. So we're going to let Ariana tell you the second thing she does.
The second thing that I do, so I'm also a financial professional. And I bring financial education to everyday American families. Mm-hmm. And the reason I got into that, Carlos, is because I realized I was already having this conversation with people that I encountered. You know, in real estate, I'm managing one of the largest financial transactions in their lifetime. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot to be said about someone who puts their trust in my hands when dealing with that type of transaction. Mm-hmm. I saw that there's this greater need beyond just selling real estate, right? Like there's so many more assets that we have to protect, protecting your future, planning for retirement. So many different parts of your life that you really need to protect. And so me being the person that like I come from a very service oriented background, and maybe we'll get into a little bit later about how, like why I was raised that way. But I saw that there's a deeper way that I could help people beyond just a real estate transaction. Mm-hmm. And that is essentially how Emilio and I ended up connecting as well. And so I consider myself kind of a full service, agent for people and their financial needs.
I am a full service agent for people.
That sounded so official.
Work with humanity. Look at me. Right? Well, it sounds very superficial because number three thing you do, you have a Keller Williams, financial planning, financial professional rather. What's the third thing that you do that's big?
In addition to being the executive director of the Katy Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
Finally. Ariana is executive director of our Hispanic Chamber of Commerce in Katy.
Correct.
But she travels.
That's
You know, why do you do that? Why do you come all the way to the Woodlands to meet people and stuff? What's the big deal there?
It's the relationship building. It's the people who are in those rooms. It's meeting the newest business owner. I mean, so for me, it's multifaceted. One, it's connecting with our members. Mm-hmm. Two, it's welcoming the new people who are new to our chamber. We have tons of new members that are coming every single meeting, right?
This lady just joined. I was going to give you her card, but I lost it.
I have it somewhere.
Which one? Maria?
I believe so, yes. She's at Bank of America.
And
she has her own dental practice. Yeah.
So she and her husband have a dental practice in the Woodlands.
I know. She makes me look bad, like overachiever. Well,
but the thing is, though, that's the kind of people that we love to work with. I mean, all of our members are wonderful people.
Absolutely.
But people like Maria, who is with Bank of America, that's her job. But her real love and her thing is a dental practice.
So to answer your question, why do I travel across town? By the way, today I drove like an hour in this huge thunderstorm. Totally worth it.
Oh my God, the thunderstorm got you?
Oh, that is so Houston, right? So here's the reason why. I've been the member of so many chambers before. I've been on the board of directors for various organizations, former president of the Speakers Bureau for Legal Women Voters, et cetera, right? This is the only group, Carlos, where we actually teach people how to build relationships, how to effectively network and conduct business. The other meetings I've been to before, it's just a photo op. You show up, you look pretty, you take photos. If you've got some famous person there, you take a photo, and that's it. At the end of the day, it does not contribute to the membership's bottom line. And that's what I'm about. I'm all about results.
The big assumption is that you actually know what you're doing. And the worst part of all that is most people don't. I mean, you know?
Right.
So Ariana, how do you deal with people who become negative because you're giving them a little bit of coaching? What do you do? I mean, you know, what is your take on that?
When people become negative with me, well, the first step is I don't take it personally because it has nothing to do with me, right? So I don't get combative. But secondly, I pretty much just let them know. I make the correction where it's needed, essentially, just let them know, hey, I'm just trying to facilitate this for you. But if you're not going to be helpful towards me, then you can expect for me not to give any more business your way.
Okay.
So that's pretty much it.
The bigger thing is that we do advise our members gently sometimes.
Absolutely.
Sometimes not so much. That if they're stinking it up, you know, we're going to tell them. We'll say, look, you know, you don't sound right. Or you're like, just recently we had somebody who signed up and she was really proud of herself, and she's a wonderful lady and she should be proud of herself. And she was telling us how she's a financial planner. Like she would get up in front of the group and say, I'm a financial planner. And that's probably one of the worst things you can do is tell people that, because people run away from you if you're a financial planner. They just don't want to talk to you. So we asked her to stop saying that. And she was very open. Sometimes when people say the wrong things or do the wrong things, we do coach them. And then I think that makes a big difference if they're open to it. If not, then they don't need to be with us.
And to begin with, even just the words financial planner can be very scary to people, because 9 times out of 10, people don't want to talk about their finances.
Right. Right. And who are you and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we teach people how to put together the right pitch, formulate the right pitch. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, as you're hearing other people present their business, identify ways that you can add value to them and connect with them. That's how you really do business.
Absolutely.
It's not about you. It's about them.
So you're hearing it from Ariana Montelongo. Ariana is executive director with the Katy Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. She does other things. And when we come back, we're going to talk a lot more about those other things. So please stay with us. You're listening to the Hispanic Chamber Connection Radio Show. and we'll be right back.
Looking for a bilingual insurance company in the Montgomery County area? Since 2006, the Amell Agency is a family-owned insurance agency, and it all started with Leonard Amell. Now working with three full-time agents offering home, auto, life, and umbrella insurance, the Amell Agency works with you to provide the insurance you need. Whether it be for your business or personal needs, they put that need first. The Amell Agency of the Woodlands is open Monday to Friday from 8 to 5. Call today at 832-299-6640 or email them anytime at info@amellagency.com to answer any of your questions. For more information on location and inquiries, look up Amell Agency online at amellagency.com. The Amell Agency, Montgomery County's bilingual insurance agency.
Hey guys, this is Connor.
This is Dick.
This is Chris.
And we're with the Ticket Stub Podcast every Thursday live at noon on 104.5 and 106.1 FM in the Conroe area. Also, anytime at IRLoneStar.com. You go to IRLoneStar.com/TTS. You can find all of our social media.
And don't forget, we give away two tickets to the Grand Theater on every show.
If you like movies and you like complaining or celebrating, anything has to do with the silver screen, check out the Ticket Stub Podcast and join us every Thursday at noon o'clock on Lone Star Community Radio.
We are back. This is Dr. Carlos Sanchez with the Hispanic Chamber Connection Radio Show. Thank you for being with us. And if you hear my voice and it sounds at least two or three octaves below normal, that I sound with a deep voice, that's because both Ariana and I are combating what used to be a cold. We don't have it anymore. It's gone.
I declare it.
Our attitude says no cold for you. And we've decided it's not going to happen. This program, just like everything else in our Chamber of Commerce, is designed for and it's in support of our members. We want our members to be the most educated, the most capable, and the most well-known people in Houston. And so they don't disappoint. They're very, very active. And they're, you know, with 40 events per month. We're very busy everywhere. And we love that. And we love our members to show up and show up at different locations and do whatever they do, hopefully drumming up business. Because we understand you join chambers and you join organizations to make a living. You don't just join. I mean, some people do, you know. But of 400, maybe there's three that actually don't need to be networking. They just want to be somewhere. But they don't, you know, they don't come because it's not a commitment. Everybody that does show up to our events shows up with a purpose, and we want to help them accomplish that purpose. So the attitude of service, the attitude of being a grateful and service-minded member is always very, very helpful, and that's what we look forward to. So with Ariana Montelongo, Ariana is executive director at our Katy Hispanic Chamber of Commerce location. She's also, of course, as she said before, with Keller Williams. She's a financial professional. She loves Emilio Garcia. She also likes very much working with Connie Gomez. And we love Connie. We like Connie also. I mean, we look forward to having Connie at our events and everything else.
I love people.
And she loves people. And we wanted to be sure that everybody knows Ariana's background, because you don't just wake up one day and be like her, because it takes a little bit of work to be like Ariana and a lot of energy. So Ariana, where did you get this passion for people and this whole attitude of yours? Because ever since I met you, you had this whole like spunk. What's the deal? Is it that you drink a lot of coffee? What's in that? What's in that smoothie you're drinking right there?
I'm drinking. There's actually some coffee in my smoothie. I don't require really a whole lot of caffeination because I'm super energetic already, right? So I appreciate the question, Carlos. Where do I get this passion for people? Honestly, it comes from my family.
Your grandma?
My abuelita Paulita. God rest her soul. As far as I can remember, my grandmother has always had a very servant heart. We used to live in South Texas, and I was raised with her. And
you're a Valley girl?
I was born in the Valley, but I was raised in Baltimore, Maryland. So I'm
Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore.
How do you go to Baltimore from you were in the border.
Right.
Did you jump the fence?
Because my dad got us the hell out of there as soon as he could, right?
You got out of there as quick as possible.
For sure.
Because we don't want to offend the border
people. I'm sorry. Correct. No, there's nothing wrong with being from the Valley. It's absolutely
beautiful. We like people from the Valley.
For sure. My grandfather worked his butt off so that he could.
Our sponsors are from the Valley, so let's be watching.
The Amell Agency, thanks for your sponsorship, guys.
Okay, so go ahead.
So ever since I could remember, my grandmother always had a very, big servant heart. She had, 15 children. 11 survived. My grandfather used to come, and everybody was born in Mexico. My grandfather used to come to California seasonally. And one by one, he started, you know, bringing each child over legally so that they could have a better life in the USA. Mm-hmm. When I was little, I remember playing outside in the garden, and my abuelita would come out and she would say, "Hey, gorda, the trash pickup people are about to come around. Let's make them some fresh lemonade or some fresh agua de melon." Wow. So I would go in the kitchen and I would help her. And then when the men would come around to pick up the dumpsters, like, she and I would pour out fresh cold glasses of lemonade for them, or we would make breakfast tacos in the winter or hot chocolate and bring them out to them. And she always taught me, like, to respect the dignity of human life and work, you know, and just because you were doing a job that, you know, wasn't so glamorous.
Now, was that in Baltimore?
No, this was in South Texas.
Okay, so that's in the Valley.
This was still in South Texas, right? Mm-hmm. And so then when we leave the Valley, I was about 6 years old, we moved to Baltimore, Maryland. Well, there wasn't really a huge Spanish-speaking population. So I have the full benefit of being born in the U.S. with all of the beautiful rights. However, I was raised to speak only Spanish, and, you know, it was like a little Mexico in the Valley, right? Mm-hmm. So when we moved to Baltimore, I quickly realized that I'm not in Kansas anymore, right? Like, Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore. Mm-hmm. And so what I start to discover as I begin to learn English is that I'm uniquely positioned to represent other non-English speakers in the community. Mm-hmm. So as we come across new families, I become like their little spokesperson, their little publicist. Okay. So like at 6, 7 years old, I'm going with families to register their kids at school, taking them to doctor's visits, translating legal documents.
Okay.
So I immediately found that I could be a resource for other people. Mm-hmm. And I became very passionate about that. So that's very much carried on into the person who I am today and the reason why I do what I do. I just love people in general. I get a huge, you know, kick out of just getting to know new people.
Good.
And that's why I have a big heart for people.
Now you know, ladies and gentlemen, that's the rest of the story. So when you talk to Ariana Montelongo, Executive Director of Katy Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, you know why she's got the tude she's got and why she's got the spunk she's got. You know, a lot of folks don't know. Every one of those and every one of the members of people that show up, they all have a background and they all have got something happening. And, you know, and it's not until you take some time to actually get to know people that you'll actually accept it almost, you know? So, because I know that we've had members who show up and then once we get to know them, like, okay, I get it. Now I know why she is the way she is. So for those of you listening, now you know, and that's good. It's interesting because a lot of kids grow up like that, but a lot of kids grow up resentful when they're doing that.
For sure. And I think that,
and they're resentful now. I know a few. Bitter. Well, because they're the ones that had to translate for their families and they say they didn't have a childhood or, you know, that they were abused when they were kids. Not you know,
right.
Verbally abused because they were the translator for the family.
You know, though, Carlos, my parents always taught me to just be appreciative of every opportunity and to practice a lot of gratitude. Mm-hmm. So I never considered myself to, like, grow up poor or lacking anything. I mean, we always had everything that we needed. And I had all of the love and still have all of the love and support from my familia. So for me, it's never been about, I always have, like, the mentality of abundance and never scarcity. And I think that's what makes a huge difference.
Sure. Well, and it makes a big difference in the way you interact with people and the questions you ask and in the demands or non-demands that you make of others. So, and they notice it. You know, so that's a big deal. For those of you listening, the way you know if you have a scarcity mentality is if you have fear about your business and if you're afraid you're going to lose out, or if you have attitude when you show up and people don't necessarily talk to you as the only one that does what you do, then you might be going through something like that. And there's people like Ariana that you can talk to that can help you out. So tell us a little bit more, Ariana, about Keller Williams. You do this where?
So I have an office in the Energy Corridor and an office in Memorial. So I practice real estate really throughout the entire greater Houston area.
Okay. So you could do anything up here in Montgomery County?
Absolutely, for sure. It's really exciting because this year Keller Williams has been officially named the happiest place to work on earth by Fortune 500. Don't give me those eyes, Carlos. Like,
come on. You know what that is? I know what that is.
What is?
It's a contest that you just pay for.
No, it's not.
Let's not talk about it.
All right. We'll not talk about that.
Here's the subject.
Perfect. So yes, my offices are on the west side
and
of Houston.
It's the happiest place on earth, whatever. Come on.
Okay.
Southwest Airlines. Give me a break.
You're great. No, listen, I really enjoy being my own business owner. I absolutely love it.
You're the one calling me on my faces, so I have to tell you why I'm making faces. Okay, so
that's why I love working with you guys. We know, keep it real.
We know that you love it, because you
for
can
sure.
tell.
Right.
You know, and I've seen your posts on Facebook when you're showing homes and you're doing stuff like that. You know,
it's like shopping. I mean, women, we love to shop, right? So shopping for homes with other people's money, it's so exciting.
Did you do anything on Saturday, this past Saturday?
Oh my gosh. This past Saturday, I showed about 5 homes to 2 fabulous clients inside the Loop. They're looking for a townhome.
Was it start freezing all of a sudden?
It was raining and it got very cold. I was very prepared. I had snacks for them in the backseat of the car. I had ponchos, rain boots, and umbrellas. That car was freshly cleaned thanks to Alfredo, one of our phenomenal chamber members with mobile car wash.
Yeah.
So my car was just in perfect condition for my clients.
You know, it's amazing. He actually goes to your place of business and washes your car.
Yeah, I'm trying to bring him to my office so he can wash like those hundreds of realtor cars out there.
I think you have to prepare the realtors though first.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, shame him into it. Like, say, I just saw your car and it's dirty. I got a guy here that'll take care of it for you.
You filthy animal.
Well, it's just the thing is a lot of us, you know, we don't know what they're going to do with the car either, you know? So, because I know he's very detailed. He's very good.
No, thank you, Alfredo, for that.
Yes,
so my clients had a great time with me driving them around.
And you were proud of your car.
And I was very proud of my clean car, for sure.
That's Keller Williams. Tell us now a little bit about the financial part of your life.
Sure. So I am with a movement called Wealth Wave.
Wealth Wave.
And our mission is to leave no family behind in terms of leaving them protected for their retirement plans, end-of-life plans, et cetera, et cetera, right? I'm really excited about this movement because we are helping everyday average Americans by giving them access to resources and education that typically only like the top 5% receive, right? And so we're providing that education and resources so that they can also have equal opportunity to live an abundant and rich life.
Okay.
God, so full of buzzwords today, right?
Well, the thing is, most people see right through those buzzwords.
So
our listeners are cool. We've got good listeners.
So in a nutshell, we can help you reduce your debt, minimize your tax obligation, increase some income, and help lower debt. So yeah, for sure.
So if somebody wanted to call you, Ariana, what number would they call?
832-444-1222.
And does Emilio answer that phone?
No, actually, that is my personal cell phone number. It's my business line. You can text me or call me on that.
Okay.
I respond very well.
So somebody has questions for you, they can do that.
I see your phone's blowing up. Am I getting those prisoners already sending me love letters?
Well, there are people asking questions. But
phenomenal.
I'll check in a second. I can't read them. I can't read them and talk at the same time.
I can't wait to read all that love mail.
So we're here with Ariana Montelongo, and she is Executive Director at the Katy Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Also with Keller Williams. Also, she's a financial professional. She's got all kinds of great, great stories and great things to talk about. When we come back, she's going to tell us a little bit more about the executive director thing that she's doing in Katy, more about her activities and more things that she's got to offer to the general public. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Looking for a bilingual insurance company in the Montgomery County area? Since 2006, the Amell Agency is a family-owned insurance agency, and it all started with Leonard Amell. Now working with 3 full-time agents offering home, auto, life, and umbrella insurance, the Amell Agency works with you to provide the insurance you need. Whether it be for your business or personal needs, they put that need first. The Amell Agency of the Woodlands is open Monday to Friday from 8 to 5. Call today at 832-299-6640 or email them anytime at info@amellagency.com to answer any of your questions. For more information on location and inquiries, look up Amell Agency online at amellagency.com. The Amell Agency, Montgomery County's bilingual insurance agency.
Hispanic Chamber Connections with Dr. Carlos Sanchez, President of the Woodlands Conroe Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, featuring event announcements, member highlights, and more. Tuesdays at 1 p.m., broadcasting from the heart of Conroe, Texas on IRLoneStar.com and Conroe's FM 104.5, 106.1.
We're back. We are back. This is Dr. Carlos Sanchez with the Hispanic Chamber Connection Radio Show, live radio. And we're talking here with Ariana Montelongo. Ariana is our executive director at the Katy Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. As you know, she's also an extraordinary salesperson for your home. So if you're selling your home, she's with Keller Williams. And it's been voted the happiest place on earth, even though those words, I think, belong to another organization with big ears, but I'm not sure. Nonetheless, she also does financial planning, and she does all kinds of cool stuff with teaching folks how to use and how to manipulate and how to, well, maybe not manipulate, but yeah, manipulate their money.
I can't teach you tax evasion, but I can teach you tax avoidance.
So she can teach you all kinds of stuff. And we're talking to Ariana about different things that, she's got on her plate. And I know how busy she is, so I'm really thankful you're here, Ariana. Thank you for being
here. It's an honor, Carlos. Absolutely.
I know that you drove through, you know, snow and potholes and weather.
But that's just any day in Houston, right?
You know, well, last week we had the commissioner, Montgomery County Commissioner, was at our meeting, at our lunch meeting.
Right.
Here at the chamber. And we mentioned potholes a little bit.
And he left.
Well, I don't want to call him out or anything, but dude, you left. Well, he left it in the middle of the meeting because he got busy. He got a text.
Oh, well, it's election season. He's got to hit up all the meetings, yeah, right? Yeah. So, by the way, Commissioner, we're so glad to have you. We look forward to having you back.
Also, Matt Beasley, who's running for Justice of the Peace, was there last week. He actually joined. The commissioner joined as well, as did another young lady. You remember her name?
I do not.
Kristen Bays.
Correct.
She's running for judge.
Correct. And by the way, that's a good reminder for anyone who's running for office. Everyone is always welcome to come to our meetings. We will give you the floor to share
kind of
your platform and connect with business owners in the greater Houston area.
What I tell our members is that, look, they're going to get elected and you guys don't vote.
Right.
So you might as well get to know them. Not that they don't vote. Our members, you know, they're Montgomery County and you know, they live up here in the Woodlands and in Conroe and all.
Well, those members, but the ones in Harris County, they need to turn out that vote, right?
Either one of our, you know, no matter where the members are, they need to get to know the people they're putting in office, either by default or because they voted for them.
For sure. That's why I'm so excited to be partnering with NALEO, the National Association of Latino Elected Officials.
You're partnering with them?
Well, I've done work with them in the past, but yes, I'm partnering with them. And I'm looking forward to bringing more voter education to our chamber membership.
Okay. So, all right. So let's go back to your activity.
My activities.
Well, you've got something going on next week.
That's right. I'm so excited to host a Women and Wealth event. It's going to be next Wednesday, February 21st from 6 to 8 p.m. at Thinking Boutique. This event is a candid conversation about women's empowerment. I believe that women should empower each other, not tear each other down. And that conversation begins with supporting each other and building wealth. The Katy Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, the Texas Gulf Coast Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, is a proud sponsor of the event. And it's also sponsored by the Houston Latina Bloggers, Image 360, one of our chamber members, Angela Schimmels, Cherish the Throne, Luis Quijano, who was our number one.
Tell us, what is this member. Thing? What is it? What
are you I just mentioned it, Carlos.
No, what are you going to provide? What kind of information are you providing?
So it's an event for women.
Right.
We're going to have a candid discussion about being female business owners.
Does that even...
Empowering each other? What?
What do you mean a candid discussion? What's that? Are you just going to talk about money?
No, we're not going to talk
about
money.
Being empowered?
We're going to talk about the issues that we face as women business owners, how we can work together to build each other up, drive more business to each other, and empower each other. There's just so much, like, this queen bee syndrome that infiltrates, like, women in business. And I'm so anti that. And so this conversation is the anti-queen bee syndrome.
Okay. All right. And so who's running the show?
I'm running the show.
Okay. All right.
And we're going to have a fabulous group of ladies there. All women are invited. We're going to have free wine, food, photo booth. It's just going to be a really fabulous time for women to get together and do what we do best, which is network and build business.
And where is it going to be set up?
It's going to be at Thinking Boutique in Memorial, off of Derry Ashford and Memorial.
Mm-hmm. We've heard of it. That's a nice place.
It's a phenomenal boutique owned by Alicia, and our friend Connie Gomez, who we mentioned earlier, is going to be there as well, along with her tribe, the Houston Latina Bloggers. So please follow the chamber on Facebook. Katy Hispanic Chamber of Commerce at Texas Gulf Coast Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, and the event will be listed on there.
What else do you got?
What else do I have? Well, we have our chamber meeting tomorrow at Abuelos from 11:30 to 1. Katy Hispanic Chamber of Commerce meeting tomorrow. And this Friday.
So those are your upcoming activities?
Well, for the chamber, that's what I'm promoting, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, yes. So we've got one thing tomorrow for lunch.
Yes.
On Friday, you've got breakfast.
Correct.
And then this other thing, a Thinking Boutique is on.
Correct. That's Wednesday. Now, moving forward.
That's a week from.
A week from tomorrow.
Okay.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And moving forward, every Thursday, Emilio Garcia and I do co-host a networking event for WealthWave, where we do share more about how people can reduce their debt, minimize their tax obligations, increase their income, et cetera.
So if somebody wants to know more about that idea, what number should they call?
832-444-1222.
Okay. So basically then, if I want to call you so that I can go to the Thinking Boutique.
The Women and Wealth event, correct.
Which is next week?
Wednesday, February 21st from 6 to 8 p.m.
I can call you and you can tell me how to get there and all that.
Text me or call me, 832-444-1222.
Very good. So we're talking to Ariana Montelongo. Ariana Montelongo de Valdivia. Not sure why your name is so long, but it's
It could
long.
Be longer. You know, my middle name is Guadalupe. I was born on December 12th, so. Okay.
So we'll explain that in a second. She's the executive director of the Katy Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. She's got, as you can hear, a lot to talk about, many, many things that she's got going on, things on her plate. Very active, very busy. So the best way you can communicate with Ariana and contact her, et cetera, text her. Don't call her, just text her. 832-444-1222. And she will get back to you. I know because she, unlike myself, she does answer her texts and she does answer her phone calls. But texting is better because she drove all the way from Katy up to Conroe. It's going to take her at least an hour and a half to get back, you know, back to her
for
home.
For sure.
Bus,
so I have an hour and a half to have conversations with people on the phone if they want to hit me up and schedule some time for us to meet.
Okay. So if you want to hit her up and schedule some time, you can give her a call and she'll have a lot to talk about, a lot of things that she can share with you. So Ariana, tell us a little bit about your family then. You grew up in the Valley, you said, but that's where you were born.
Well, I was born in the Valley.
But then you went to Baltimore?
Right. So I was raised with like these hardcore Mexican traditional values, right? Like my father did not allow me to wear lipstick or makeup until I turned 15 years old. Mm-hmm. And I was never, ever allowed to bring boys over to the house whatsoever. My father told me once, like, the day you get married, that is the only man that will ever come to my house.
Wow. So... two things. One, he's nuts. And two.
But I did it. I followed the rules because I'm a daddy's girl.
Well, you want to eat, don't you? I mean, that's another thing.
That's right.
What a lot of Americans don't understand or don't realize is that Hispanics at the core are very, very conservative.
We absolutely are. And so what people are most surprised about me, Carlos, when they meet me, is like I'm very outgoing, very rambunctious. But when they see me like at home in a domestic setting, it's a completely different Ariana. I become like that subservient kind of... like Mexican wife, right?
You wear a burka,
like,
a Mexican burka?
I don't wear a poncho or a Mexican burka, although I do enjoy wearing sadis, but no, I don't.
Okay, but you don't reach that point of extreme.
No. Like, I still very much carry, like, these traditional familial values, right?
Yeah, well,
like, I love making tortillas de harina. Like, I will get up in the morning.
Say what that is.
So people. These are homemade flour tortillas, right?
A lot of our listeners don't speak Spanish.
Okay, I forgot about that. I mean, we're in Texas, but okay.
No,
so I don't even take like that pre-made mixture. Like I make it all homemade. I love making chilaquiles and cooking like these big old Mexican feasts, right? Mm-hmm. So I still very, very much enjoy doing that. And I learned that from my mom. She's a phenomenal cook.
So how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have one sister. She's younger than me.
And is she here in Houston? Or?
She's here in Houston. She's got a beautiful wife and two puppies. And she's also a business owner. She's a bad word, but I can't say that. She's an awesome, awesome entrepreneur. Also very hardcore like me and just a very fun person overall.
Okay. So we haven't seen her at the chamber. So at some point, do you think she'll visit one of our chamber meetings?
That would be fabulous. This is an invitation, Vanessa. You've got to come out to one of our meetings.
Well, we have 6 locations. I mean, it'd be, you know.
She travels a lot for business too.
It's weird when people say, well, I don't have time or I can't go. And we tell them, well, we have almost 40 events per month. And
it's like saying you don't have enough time to make money.
Well, some folks, you know, they gravitate toward other things where they actually are not confronted directly about their business.
For sure.
And maybe that's not the right word. Well, they're not challenged, you know, so we like to challenge our members to get better.
They don't embrace the discomfort.
No, bring excellence. And then you'll be, and then that's just something that we do. So, okay. So right now on the horizon, the biggest thing to think about with Ariana is tomorrow lunch, Katy.
Yes, we want to welcome everyone out to the Katy Hispanic Chamber of Commerce weekly luncheon. We meet from 11:30 to 1 at Abuelo's Mexican Restaurant off of I-10. Just come, be our guest. You're going to love all of the members. We have a very welcoming group of people. And again, one thing we have not mentioned, Carlos, is you need not be Hispanic to join. You need not be a Spanish speaker to join. In fact, the language that we do speak at the chamber is the universal language of commerce.
Yes. Well, and that's actually something that a lot of folks don't realize that this, so I don't speak Spanish. I can't go to this thing and you don't have to worry about it. You know, We have one meeting a month in Spanish because we don't have the demographics and we don't want to speak only Spanish. That doesn't make sense. So we get it. And tomorrow, by the way, Ariana didn't mention this, but she's giving a presentation tomorrow.
Yes.
So very quickly, what's the presentation on, Ariana?
The presentation is going to be on the importance of relationship building and using a mass communications approach to just grow your business exponentially.
There you go. So that's Ariana Montelongo, Executive Director, Katy Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Please visit tomorrow, 11:30, Abuelos. This is Dr. Carlos Sanchez. And by the way, if you want to call Ariana, 832-444-1222. You've been listening to the Texas Gulf Coast Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I know. What? Hispanic Chamber Connection Radio Show. Thank you so much for listening, Ariana. Thank you for being on the program.
Hey, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you, Dr. Carlos.
Say thank you again to Emilio and all the shout outs.
Gracias, Emilio, Connie, everybody listening. We love you guys.
We'll see you guys next week. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.
Thank you for checking out this production of Lone Star Community Radio. Lone Star Community Radio is Montgomery County's community radio station. Don't forget to check out this show and many others across the Lone Star Community Radio Network, either live on Conroe's FM 104.5, 106.1, the Lone Star Internet Radio app, or IRLoneStar.com's live audio stream, and on replay on podcast, Channel 12's Our City TV and Conroe, or Channel 21 KVQT in Houston, and of course, their YouTube channel. This production is copyrighted and all rights are reserved by Lone Star Community Radio. Have a question regarding this program or other Lone Star Community Radio shows? Want to sponsor or start your own show? Call the station message line at 936-647-3776 or email the station at lscrstudios@gmail.com.